Chapter 9. Frankenstein in Prison. I could not do anything or go anywhere. I had to stay in the prison, waiting for the trial.
I was taken immediately to see Mr. Kerwin, the local judge. He was a kind old man, but he looked at me seriously. He told some men to come into the room. He asked one of them to describe what happened last night. I was on my boat with my son, catching fish. It was very windy, and so we returned to the coast. We walked along the beach. Then we saw the body of a man on the ground, dead. He was a handsome young man of about 25 years old. There was no sign of a fight, but there were black marks around his neck. The killer was very strong. I listened nervously. The monster. I had to sit down because I was shaking with fear. Then we saw a boat. There was only one man in it. He was not far from the coast, the man said. He looked at me strangely. The judge asked some other people to tell their story. They all saw a man in a boat, but I was still on the island at that time. Mr. Kerwin took me into a room where the body lay. How can I describe the horror that I felt? I saw my dear friend Henry Clerval lying dead in front of me. I threw myself on the body and cried. Has my terrible work killed you too, my dearest Henry? I have already destroyed 2 people. But you, Henry, my friend... 2 men carried me out of the room. I screamed and cried and became very ill. For 2 months I lay in bed, near to death. During my illness I had terrible dreams and talked like a crazy person. I asked people to help me destroy the monster. I was, said I, the murderer of Justine, William and Henry. I thought that I could feel the monster's fingers on my neck. I screamed loudly. I felt great fear and sadness. I hope that I will die, I thought.